Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat, 745 and a half, up 6 3/4. July, 751 and 3/4, up 5 1/4. May wheat in Chicago, 710 and a half, up 12 3/4. July, 714 and 3/4, up 11 1/2. May corn, 656, now 55 3/4, up 4 3/4. July, 638, up 4 1/2. December, is at 548, up 4. May soybeans, 1416 and a half, up 14 and a half. July, 1380 and a quarter, up 12. November, 1228, now 29, even up 2 1/4. May soybean meal, 401.80 up 6.80. May soybean oil, 49.56 down 21. April live cattle, 126.05 up 47.5. April feeders, 138.95 down 27.5. And April lean hogs are 81.90 and they are up 30.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
We've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at old crop corn, and it's standing in pretty well. And so are the soybeans, for that matter.
Yeah, you've got the return of the bull spread, and this is something we had talked about last week. Both Dave, you and I, and then both Todd and I talked about this on both sides of the programming, is that we really want the bull spread to recover from a standpoint of tight U.S. supplies, carrying the old crop up, pulling the new crop with it, and with the cash market being the go-no-go gauge, if you will, Dave, as to how strong this market is. In the context of the bird flu, and that's the big thing out there looming, the black swan looming for the demand side of the grains. But what we've seen in trade psychology since the USDA supply-demand numbers this week is the bull spread has come back in because the trade psychology has seen the basis improvement, and they're buying into the tighter U.S. supplies and, for now, not looking at the surplus global supplies USDA threw at us on the same report. And I think this is where the beans receive the most bullish supply demand as far as the pipeline supply is available. And that's where I'm hearing more and more and more areas of the Midwest talk about running out of beans, not being able to source beans, needing to rail beans in from the Western bean belt, so on and so forth. So we've got this market now, I think, primed. And what I said to clients last night was kind of in a red zone, if you will, of being at the 20-yard line, going for a touchdown as far as coming in and seeing commodity buying in the agricultural sector, mainly because of the report, the basis, and also the crop weather. And again, that bird flu out there with no news today has allowed the market to rally.
So we've had a 50% retracement of the move on the front end May soybeans up to that 14-19 area. Looming ahead is that 14-36, which is usually a tough spot, 61% retracement. Can you make the case for going back into the 1480s?
Yeah, if you can get above the 40-day moving average on the lead month continuation, right around 1440, 1445 level, Dave, I think you can get back into the 1480 level, just because I think that when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, I didn't change my U.S. ending stocks number on the report. I kept it at 107 because I really didn't think that we could add to our carryover levels, and I think the grain stocks report really moved us in the wrong direction as far as market supply-demand fundamentals. After the report, I really think we are closer to 100 million bushel carryover for old crop beans. And so now the question becomes, if we get to 1480, you know you need to sell some more old crop if you're taking the recommendation. If we see Chinese cancellations of soybeans, whether it's because of South America or bird flu, you make those old crop soybean sales immediately also, because that's kind of the best indicator that I can come up with to suggest that the bird flu is as serious or worse than maybe what the trade is thinking, or not as bad, depending on whether they cancel or not.
New crop corn and beans, I want to be patient, I think. On the other hand, as a producer, I need to get in the fields pretty soon. I'm going to be in the fields for several weeks. What do I do?
I think the big thing with new crop beans especially is treat it like you did the old crop corn when we got up against 750 cash. If you get up close to $13 new crop beans, I believe because of the weather, the planting weather we're looking at, the switching of acres that's probably going to go down from the switching of acres from corn going down and beans going up from the Ohio River Valley south at this stage of the game, I think $13 futures in November is about what the market can tolerate, and maybe not much more until we get to the July-August weather. So as we break above 1245, that's the old low in November beans, close above that would suggest you can get another 20 to 25 cents. That's kind of, your red zone to start selling. I think in both old crop and new crop, Dave, this red zone concept of a buy signal and getting the markets to get into some commodity fund buying here is a short-term play, is a 30, 40-day term play. I'm still real negative and real worried about the demand side after we get to the second half of the calendar year. Some of the OPEC, some of the Department of Energy crude oil data and oil demand data and some of the economic reports continue to make me concerned about the outside markets and the economic recovery and therefore the grain demand as we get past June.
Can we keep it as simple as just looking at the unemployment level as a benchmark of where the second half of the year goes?
I think for the Fed, that's exactly right. I think the Fed is resolved in the idea that the inflation expectations are going to be tampered down, so all they have to worry about is the unemployment. But what I worry about other than that is while the U.S. equities have made these new all-time highs, Dave, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong has fallen 10% since February. It's 32% off its October 2007 high of just under 32,000. We've got lower Chinese demand for oil this month versus last month from the Department of Energy. Still an increase on the year, but a lower increase. And we're being told that the developing countries are going to help pull Japan, U.S., and Europe higher in 2013 economically. These two things don't mesh to me, and that's really what I'm looking at as well.
We even have the Chinese saying themselves out of their oil and information department, guess what, we're not going to import as much.
No, and you also have the Fitch downgrading their credit ratings, and so you have to wonder how many dollars are going to keep buying as well, and how much capital inflows they're going to see as well. That does, believe it or not, have a role to play in our grain trade because it does help us with the demand. And look at the Japanese yen. It has taken a lot of buying power out of the Asian rim because of just that one currency and because of their monetary policy. So these things, I think, catch up to us or have a greater likelihood of catching up to us in the grain markets. Right now, I think grains are undervalued. I think rotation into grains is very probable if we don't have new bird flu news.
So with this demand issue sitting over us, I guess the question that becomes, what would it take to stimulate the demand? And we talked about the possibility of it not being there. Moving forward into the second half of the year, what would it take to stimulate that demand back?
I think the wheat market. We've noticed in the last 4 months the wheat go to carrying charge. We've noticed that the trade is very negative demand on wheat. We've noticed that rallies on supply and hard freezes are only incremental rallies that are sold immediately. When I get a sentiment and psychology and momentum shift in wheat, then I can start thinking we've got better demand coming.
What does that look like? Take it back to the chart.
Well, I think you're looking at right now in the July KC wheat, a close above 750 today on a weekly close. If we can stay above that level, Dave, I think you're going back to an 8 handle in the July wheat new crop futures. I don't think there's a lot of resistance in the wheat market at this point in terms of the KC leading the market higher, and the Minneapolis May wheat is Minneapolis July wheat is now trying to get above $8 as well on a closing basis. Those two, to me, are breakouts and would suggest 40 to 50 cents more is not hard to envision at all.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 658 and a quarter up 7. July, 640 and a half up 7. December, 549 up 5. May beans, 1415 and three quarters, up 13 and three quarters. July at 1379 and a half is up 11 and a quarter. And November at 1228 is up 1 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 40210 up 710. May soybean oil at 49.46 is down 31 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.